Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A, 24 hours before Super Tuesday. You know, you hear these stories about, first of all, Tom Steyer dropped out, then Pete Buttigieg dropped out. Now Amy Klobuchar has dropped out. Do they know tomorrow is Super Tuesday and that the first three primaries were in states with very small populations and really don't have a big impact on the rest of the country? I wonder what's going on. You know, it makes you wonder if the people at the top of the Democratic Party are telling these people, look, you got to get out. Leave it down to these last two or three people. I don't know what's going on, but all three of these people dropping out, you'd think, might do fairly well on Super Tuesday with 12 states weighing in instead of three very small population states like New Hampshire, Nevada, and, of course, the infamous Iowa with their caucuses right out of 1921. Oh, well, that's their problem, not mine. On the good side, I have a great show for you today. We're going to start out. Now, this is going to be a show for book lovers because we're going to start out talking to our friend Paris Lortz from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. They've got a big university book sale coming up. It's got all sorts of new and slightly used books for children, young adults, things like that. So it's going to be really fun to listen to what they have available. That will be coming up, today through April 15th at EREU. And then the last two-thirds of the show we're going to devote to women authors. One of them is Kate Black. She has written a book about running for office, how women can really get back into having their needs dealt with by politicians by becoming a politician. If you feel that strongly about it, why not run for office? And her book, Represent, she teaches you just how to do that. And then completely on the other side of that coin, we've, of course, seen the stories in the last couple of weeks about Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too impact on everyday life. Well, Natasha Scripture has written a book about women who feel like maybe they need to have a man and don't take the time to, shall we say, cultivate their own garden and raise their own flowers instead of waiting for a man to bring them to her. It's a pretty controversial book, but it's got some great advice for a lot of people in it, and it's called Man Fast, because her life took a major turn for the better when, in her own words, she went on a man fast and just did without men for a long time. And, boy, she got an interesting story to talk about. Now, not only is the Harvey Weinstein story in the news, of course, with these two books written by women authors, but also, oh, boy, showbiz. Sometimes you don't know if it's life imitating art or art imitating life. But in France, which of course in many ways is a whole different world, they had the César Awards the other day, which are France's version of our Oscars, our Academy Awards. Well, guess who won the best director? Roman Polanski. Yes, and yes, there were protests inside and out, and Roman Polanski knew that was going to happen, which is why he did not show, because he knew that there would be a backlash, and boy, was there ever. You know, people say Hollywood is out of touch. How about the César Awards? Maybe they're out of touch, too, but they separated the man from the art, and they gave him the César Award for Best Director. So we are going to take a break here and come back with Paris Lortz. We're going to be talking about books available at ERAU for their big university book sale coming up. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number three. You may believe the talk that the financial security of future generations may be in jeopardy. It's up to you to make a difference for your children and grandchildren. What you do today can make all the difference tomorrow. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Well, this thing is toast. We'll just get you another unit.
Sound familiar? Other companies may handle air conditioning and heating services that way, but Gettle's technicians follow a straightforward inspection checklist before ever recommending a replacement. If a repair is inadvisable, a highly trained home solutions expert is scheduled for a free and thorough system evaluation so they can properly advise and design your ideal home comfort system. Proper sizing, efficiency, heat loss and gain, equipment location, ductwork design. It's not rocket science, but it is science. And simply quoting equipment replacement is, well, just not the right thing to do. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, providing options and solutions for your comfort. Unparalleled expertise and generations of service, one customer at a time. In Prescott, call 928-772-2751. And in the Verde Valley, 928-567-2200. Or visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 208. And anybody who listens to the show frequently knows that I am a book lover and a screenplay lover. I just love the writing of all these things. And for the fourth consecutive year, members of a National Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi at ERAU will be sponsoring a book drive to benefit young readers in our community. And they're part with Yavapai County Free Library District and Sacred Heart Catholic School here to talk about it. We have Paris Lortz. Paris, you are a student at ERAU, correct?
Yes, sir.
Give me a little breakdown. What led you to go to ERAU as a student? Were you kind of a science buff, an aeronautics buff as a child?
Not necessarily aeronautics, but I'm actually in the College of Security and Intelligence. I'm a third-year student studying global security and intelligence with minors in Arabic and Middle Eastern studies, as well as cyber intelligence and security.
Get out! Oh my gosh, I feel so inadequate all of a sudden. I gotta tell you though, anybody who just heard you describe those credentials are saying right now, boy, are the doors going to open for you. My goodness gracious, the opportunities you're going to have are just breathtaking, aren't they?
They are. They're really amazing. Glenn Embry-Riddle opens so many doors for you.
Sure.
And they help you along the way, and just having the name behind you and having the faculty connections and the student connections that you make opens so many opportunities for us.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things do you think would surprise the average listener, I mean the layman, about what goes on at the College of Security and Intelligence? Some of the things you learn.
So in the global security side, we go from everything from physical security to doing like site surveys on schools in the area, the Toyota Finley Center, just kind of those things. And on the intelligence side, we take real-world analysis of the Iran situation and determining we try to forecast and write briefs and intelligence analysts to predict what's going to happen. And then on the cyber side of it, which I only have a little bit of experience in, but they do ethical hacking. So a lot of people know like the negative side of hacking, but we do the positive side and how to prevent it and
you
protect
find
ourselves.
Out where they're vulnerable, don't
exactly,
you?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. We find the vulnerabilities and assess the risks.
Oh, my goodness. You know, any layman who just has, you know, a smartphone or a home computer, they know what it's like to fend off people trying to, you know, plant malware, things like this. But you're doing it on a global and industrial basis, aren't you?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine the challenges in this. Here's what I'm wondering. How do you keep up with all this breakneck engineering? In fact, the reason I asked that is I interviewed an author a few weeks ago of a book called The Future is Faster Than You Think. And he is a tech wizard who has built several tech companies. He used the term exponential technologies to explain how this technology is building on this one, is building exponentially on this one, and the growth almost outpaces our understanding. So how do you keep pace with it all?
It's difficult. It's actually funny we talk about this because I just wrote a paper on the technology that the CIA used back in, during the Cold War and how advanced they were even back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, although a lot of it's not for our eyes and a lot of it's classified, the technology that we have is so much more advanced that we'll ever know about. So I think that's really interesting to know about. But on our side, trying to keep up with everything is extremely difficult. Just every day there's something new.
Oh, my goodness. I have to ask you if they ever mentioned the great engineer Alan Turing, who broke the German code during World War II, and who some people say, it's more legend than fact, but some people say is responsible for the Apple logo. Have you ever heard that story?
I have not heard about the Apple logo, but I have heard his name, and we do a lot of studies on them as
mm-hmm.
well.
He helped break the German intelligence code, and he was considered by some people the first computer expert. And he was arrested and charged by German authorities for public indecency because he was gay, and he died by biting into a poisoned apple. And there are people to this day who will insist that the Apple logo, which is multicolored like the rainbow flag and has a bite out of it,
wow.
Stephen Jobs once said, I only wish I had been that smart to think of that. But there are people who say, no, that's where it came from. So it's all, you know, legend part of it, too. Well, the reason you're here, of course, is because of the ERAU book sale. Now, what kinds of books primarily will you be selling?
We're actually collecting books.
Or collecting
We're
books.
Collecting.
Okay, even better.
Exactly.
Okay, what kinds of books?
New or slightly new books for young students or for mm-hmm. young children. So those are the books that we're collecting. There's two places you can drop them off at on the Amber-Riddle campus. One is the Hunt Student Union, and one is the Hazy Library. And both of them will have collection bins.
Now, I have some of the past recipients here. They include the organization Kids Need to Read, the Tuba City Library, the Window Rock Library. And over the last 3 years, 7,000 books collected.
Yes.
That is amazing. I have to ask you, were you a book freak as a kid?
I was. I definitely
You were reading everything you get your hands on, weren't you?
I could, yes.
When you would sit down at the breakfast table, were you reading the cereal box?
I was. Yes. In the shower, the shampoo bottle, all
of
the
course,
time. Yes.
Of course.
My mom would get mad because I would bring my books to dinner, like mm-hmm. we'd go out to like family yeah. dinners, and I'd try to read it underneath the table.
Yeah,
and she'd get mad at me.
but tell us how exciting it is when you work with somebody who is starting to get something you're trying to an idea you're trying to get through as a teacher might to a student, and they're not getting it, and all of a sudden they realize because they've been reading about it the answer to your questions. Isn't that exciting?
It's so exciting just to be able to see the share of knowledge mm-hmm. and that books bring. It's mm-hmm. it's exquisite.
Now, the books you've trained with to get to the level you're at ERAU are nothing like the books you're collecting for the sale, right?
Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere, sure. So as a kid, do you have any favorite books you can remember?
Oh.
Any favorite stories?
All the ones that we used to read in my high school. There was one called All the Things I Carried by Tim O'Brien, and it was a Vietnam vet and his stories of, like, the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where I branched off. Like, I read all of the war memorials, like Lone Survivor, all the ones that got made in
the
movies. Oh, sure,
yeah.
SEAL Team 6 was, like, the first intelligence book, or not intelligence, but, like, military history book that I read, and I think that really, it stemmed, or that's where my passion stemmed from.
You know, I've heard people say that the reason we teach history is so if you don't learn the lessons of history, you're doomed to repeat it. I remember a mentor telling me that the reason you learn history and read so much is to understand why things are the way they are today, because nothing major happens overnight. It takes a gradual buildup, and when you look back and you trace the breadcrumbs going back to that, you understand why things are the way they are. Make sense?
It's so true, yes.
Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. So tell us some of the great things about being a student at ERU. I can just imagine with the international base of students you have and the different fields they come from, it's just got to be so invigorating.
It honestly is probably the best decision I've made is coming to Embry-Riddle. We offer more than like 100 degrees, associates, bachelor's, master's, and PhD degree programs on campus. Mm-hmm. We have colleges of arts and sciences, aviation, engineering, and security and intelligence with the School of Business. So we're very widely diverse, and I don't think a lot of people know that. And having the diversity on our campus and just being able to make those connections that are going to last us a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Teasing this interview, I mistakenly said it's going to be a book sale, but it's a book drive.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And have you gone to any schools and talked to kids about the importance of reading at a young age?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. I believe that's on our horizons, though. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were a little kid, did you used to hang out in the library?
I did.
Fess up here.
I did. It's such a cool place. That they all have a really good smell, too. The smell of a book
sure.
is just...
And you know what? When I was in the 7th and 8th grade, you know, 1,000 years ago, my teacher encouraged us to join what was first the Arrow Book Club and then the Tap Book Club. And I would buy 7 or 8 books every month. And once a month, we'd see the hall monitor come in with a big cardboard box. And I'd see Tab Book Club or Arrow Book Club on the side, and I'd be bouncing off the walls because all my new books were here. But isn't that exciting when you're learning something new, you get a new idea, you get your mind changed sometimes by new facts. Isn't that exciting?
It's amazing. There's so much knowledge to learn, and to be able to continue learning through books is phenomenal.
And in your setting at ERAU, where you're talking math and science, aeronautics, stuff like this, you learn flat-out facts. I mean, you can discuss how they got there, but the facts are the facts, correct?
Exactly.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. It's amazing.
So tell me about basically your career path here. Where are you trying to go?
Following graduation, I'm still teetering on the edge of whether I'm going to go get my master's immediately following graduation. Mm-hmm. And then if I go down that path, what would I get my master's in? I'm looking at either going further down the intelligence route or going more emergency management security route.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to balance those two. Another option would be to go straight into the workforce. Industry-wise would be security, like Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, one of the big defense security companies, or go government route, which is one of the intelligence communities, which are the 17. So, you know, the big ones, the CIA, FBI, mm-hmm. NSA, one of those. So
wow.
Options are open. Don't know where I'm going to go, but somewhere.
But boy, people are coming to you. I mean, they'll be recruiting you.
I hope so.
That's a nice position to be in. In fact, and I mentioned this on the air a couple times, my own stepdaughter is an ERAU grad, and boy, have the doors opened for her. She worked for a satellite contractor on the West Coast, then she moved across the country. Now she's working for a NASA contractor as a satellite inspector, and her work and her vacations have taken her to British Guiana, Kazakhstan, Switzerland, Germany. Where else did she go? Fiji. I mean, all over the world.
That's
just
amazing.
Worked everywhere, and it's opened so many doors for her. And, you know, there's so many people who hear this story, and they go, I'm going to go back to being 18 again and change my major. Because, you know, all of us were told to go after the white-collar, you know, fast-paced corporate job, which isn't for everybody. And we have a lot of people in this area, a lot of very, very skilled blue-collar tradesmen who are being told maybe college isn't for you, maybe a trade school is better because you can go right to work, you'll have a job for life, because we need those people. But when you've got your skills and your interests, you can work all over the world, can't you?
Exactly, and there's so many opportunities. I was looking for jobs, and on the job listing page, there was Antarctica opening postings, and I was just amazed.
I hear the winters are nice.
I would hope so. Just bring a jacket. Prescott can't compare.
Literally all over the world.
Yeah, all over the world.
Oh my goodness, this is so wonderful. So how can people learn more about the Embry-Riddle Book Drive?
So to learn more about the Embry-Riddle Book Drive, you can come to our campus. Mm-hmm. The Student Union, the Hunt Student Union, or the Hazy Library is where you can drop off our books again. You can also contact Steve Babinski in Embry-Riddle's philanthropy office, or go to erau.edu, and mm-hmm. all of the information will be on there as well.
Are you a member of Phi Kappa Phi?
I am a member of Phi Kappa Phi.
Tell us all about it.
I was inducted last springtime.
Were you hazed?
I was not hazed.
Okay,
there was
good.
No hazing. The membership into Phi Kappa Phi is earned. Admission is only invitation only, and requires nomination approval through an active chapter. Mm-hmm. So Embry-Riddle opened their chapter. Embry-Riddle's top scholars are all invited to join. So for juniors, you have to be in the top 7.5% of your school, mm-hmm. and then seniors and graduate students have to rank in the top 10%. And so if you rank in those percentile ranges, you get invited into the Honor Society, and then it just opens up so many more doors for you as well.
And Phi Kappa Phi's motto is, let the love of learning rule humanity. Boy, are those words to live by.
And books is one way to do that.
That is the best way to do it. It'll open so many doors for you. Paris Lortz, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success for you, both at school and in your great career you're going to have. Boy, I envy where you're going to be going. Anyway, tell us once again the dates of the collection and where.
It's going to begin today, March 2nd, mm-hmm. which, fun fact, is Read Across America Day / Dr. Seuss's birthday. So that's an easy way to remember.
That's why I had green eggs and ham for breakfast.
Exactly. And you just thought it was a coincidence.
Oh, boy. And, you know, I did a joke the other night on my weathercast for our Lake Havasu station where I said, today is Dr. Seuss's birthday. And his diaper service used to say, oh, the places you'll go. So we get silly with it sometimes. Again, thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned because, hey, we got a couple of great authors coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
Hello, Prescott Valley. It's time for the 2020 census. Stand up and be counted, Prescott Valley. This is Mayor Kel Palguda. The census matters to everyone in Prescott Valley who cares about police, library, parks, education, roads, and anything that depends on our return of state shared revenue to the town. That's what the census does for all of us. Look for your census notification starting in March 2020. All data is kept confidential. Be sure you count for Prescott Valley, and thank you for participating in the 2020 census.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. KQ&A. Coyotes hockey brought to you by Diablo Pipe Plumbing and Heating, Nazaire, Country Bank, Warriors Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Vancouver Canucks live Wednesday night at 8:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley in Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. KQ&A.
With the Arizona Lottery's new multiplier tickets, we're multiplying the cash up to 50 times so you can multiply what you love. There's nothing better. Think about it. What's better than one guitar? 50 guitars. What's better than one Hawaiian vacation? 50 Hawaiian vacations. What's better than one $20 bill? 50 of them. With over $35 million in prizes, there are so many ways to multiply what you love.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. As you may know, women make up 50.8% of the U.S. population, but out of nearly 200 countries, the U.S. ranks 79th when it comes to women's representation in the federal government. Well, a movement is building and changing that number because women across America are running for office and getting political, and there are many more women out there who want to get involved but don't know how. Well, enter Kate Black, the former chief of staff at Emily's List, and actress Diane Raphael, who stars in Netflix's Grace and Frankie. And Kate, this wonderful book is called Represent, The Women's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World as a Result of the 2016 Election and the 2018 Midterms. A record number of women are serving in Congress, and there are no signs of this pink wave abating. But how do you start on this journey? How do you take the issues you're passionate about and turn them into a compelling platform? And once you do, how can you overcome the myriad of obstacles that you might encounter? Actress June Diane Raphael, the star of Grace and Frankie on Netflix, and co-host of the popular How Did This Get Made podcast, had the same questions when she herself thought of running for office after the 2016 election. But try as she might, she couldn't find an accessible resource that would walk her through the process. She decided to create one. She looked for a well-informed partner to help her and found it in Kate Black, the former chief of staff at Emily's List, who spent over a decade working in politics and for campaigns. The result of this collaboration is Represent, the woman's guide to running for office and changing the world. It's an easy-to-follow guide for any woman interested in elected office, whether it's school board, local city council, or even Congress. It's an energetic, interactive, and inspiring step-by-step guide teaching readers how to run for the approximately half million elected offices in the U.S. It includes the nuts and bolts of deciding where to run and meeting the requirements and filing deadlines, pro tips on fundraising, balancing family and campaigning, and how running for office can work in your real life, managing social media, plus infographics and profiles of politicians who have been successful. The first female senator, Florida Republican Paula Hawkins, wasn't elected until 1980. The first female to sit on the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor, was not nominated until a year later. And the first female Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, wasn't chosen until 2007. Once in office, women are more likely to sponsor legislation than their male counterparts and to focus on and pass laws on issues like education, reproductive rights, equal pay, children and family issues, civil liberties, and health care. And over time, women bring 9% more federal spending to their home districts than their male peers. That provides critical extra funding for projects such as school construction, public health centers, maintaining roads and bridges, school lunch programs, foster care, and affordable housing. Why do you think there are so few women involved right now in the federal government?
Well, you know, and it's not just at the federal government, actually. Women are underrepresented up and down the ballot. But I think for too long, politics and campaigns have been kept away from women, I think because of some structural barriers, but also some internal ones as well. Our hope with this how-to guide is that any woman reading it thinks how they can get over those barriers. And really think about running for office as a meaningful way to enact the change they want to see in their communities.
And not only that, but your book, Represent, The Women's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World, is in fact a roadmap, a toolkit, a workbook, and an organizer, and helps you pinpoint exactly why you want to run and figure out the position that makes the most sense. What inspired you to write this book?
You know, after 2016, June, my co-author, and I came together, you know, two women on opposite ends of the country doing, you know, very different work. we came together and wanted to do more. Like so many women, I think, and men after the 2016 election, we felt called to, you know, get more involved in our communities, to figure out a way that we could make our voices heard and help others make their voices heard. And that's how Represent kind of was born. You know, we met at the Women's March here in D.C. and from there developed a how-to guide, the workbook that you're describing, so that any woman picks it up can not only understand what it would take to implement a campaign in her real life, but also to consider the other women in her life that she might want to buy this book for and encourage them to run as well.
And one of the most important things your book does is it determines the impact that running for office will have on your family, your finances, and your job. There is a cost to pay, isn't there?
And I think that because women are, you know, contain so many multitudes, we are mothers, we are sisters, we're teachers, we're students, we are doing paid labor, we're doing unpaid labor, we're caregivers. We wanted to get really in the nitty gritty with it and help women understand, you know, how it intersects with their professional career and how it could help their professional career. We also wanted to understand the time. You know, so often we get kind of bogged down with the I'm so busy of it all. But if you do a time log and we provide this for the reader for 2 weeks and look at every hour that you're spending and how you're spending it, you could maybe see some space that you could give up, or maybe some space that needs to be, you know, held sacred from a campaign. And then the other thing we do is really take stock of the care that we're providing, whether that's to young children or maybe elderly parents, and also the care that we need, so that how we are engaging in our politics and engaging on a potential campaign can be with our full selves, and that we're not feeling like we're pulled in too many other directions. As women, I think, can so often be, you know, stretched so thin.
You know, your co-author, June Diane Raphael, of course, is an actress that we know from Grace and Frankie, also the movie Long Shot. So I open up my current issue, the September issue of the Hollywood Reporter, right there on page 22, a great big blurb for your book with the title, Who Says Actors Should Stay Out of Politics?
Exactly. I mean, I think June felt like so many others, you know, after she saw the outcome of 2016, she thought, well, maybe I should think about running. You know, I think the curtain was kind of pulled back and so many people wondered, you know, if he could do it and having never served in public life before, maybe there's opportunities and other elected offices that people could run for. And June searched for a type of accessible kind of how-to guide to get her started. And when she couldn't find one, we kind of found each other and we set out to write the book that we felt so many women might need and might be searching for.
Now, you were formerly the chief of staff and VP of research at Emily's List. You were also the executive director of American Women, a nonpartisan research organization seeking to uplift the voices of women and the issues they care about. What are the different expectations you think from voters of women versus men running for the same office?
You know, I think research has showed us time and time again that men and women voters do hold women and men candidates to a different standard, whether that's in their appearance or maybe how they think they should act. But the good news is, I think, that as more women are running for office and are winning elections, which, by the way, we win just as much as men do, I think we're seeing some of those stereotypes fall by the wayside. So there is certainly power in numbers and certainly proof to the notion that once voters see more women up on their ballots and up on the dais and leading committee meetings or sitting in Congress, I think the more and more that it will become almost commonplace and we will no longer have the statement that says she was the first woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll just be she served.
Yeah. You know, with more and more women now rising to very important positions in politics, when they get to the national level, how do you see women handling conflicts with other countries differently from men? I'm imagining that women are a lot less likely to be war hawks, do you think?
Well, I think we want to be careful not to fall into some sort of essentialist narrative that all women are one thing, or that they lead the same way, or they vote the same way, or they think the same way about policies. So we know that women are all individuals and that we're not monolithic in that way. But we also know that when it comes to issues specifically around women and families, women have a tendency to support and sponsor more legislation around issues like childcare, healthcare, education. We also know that women are, I think, more willing to work across the aisle. And we've seen women time and time again get us out of some pretty big jams, you know, whether it's foreign policy or domestic policy. And let's not forget, it was women who got us out of the budget shutdown a few years ago. And it was Democratic and Republican women coming together to find a solution.
Your book, Represent, includes a 21-point document called I'm Running for Office, the Checklist. What are some of the things on that checklist?
So the checklist is really a chapter-by-chapter to-do list of sorts that helps the woman reader think about everything that they just learned, and they're going to cross it off. We love lists. So things that you will learn in this book that you can cross off is where I'm running, why I'm running, what is my elevator pitch, I know how much money I need to fundraise, and more importantly, I think, than all of it is, here's the office I'm going to run for, and here are the women I'm going to ask to run also. That's the final to-do, is to name the five women in your life who you want to ask to run and maybe even buy this book for.
Now, before anyone, male or female, runs for office, how important is it, among other qualifications, to have a really thick skin?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think in this day and age, you have a lot coming at you when you're running for office, both in person with, you know, events and donors and supporters, but also coming online. And I think what we provide in the chapter is really some tools and advice for women who might be occupying kind of a public person, like a personal, public-facing occupation for the first time when they're thinking about running for office and the scrutiny that could come. But also we advise, you know, when you think about social media, you know, understanding that there is that trolls exist on the internet and you can choose how you want to engage with them or not. But more importantly than anything else, you know, making sure that you're communicating your vision with your community and engaging voters in your process, that's the winning ticket overall.
And we have been speaking with Kate Black, who, along with June Diane Raphael, has authored Represent, The Woman's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World. How can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of Represent?
So Represent is on sale wherever books are sold, whether it's at your bookstore in your town or online. You can also follow me on social media at KateBlackDC, or follow along the tour with the hashtag RepresentBook.
And we thank you for joining us on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing and political activism.
Thank you so much.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hello, this is Mark Goligoski. I feel fortunate to have been raised in Prescott, where I have also raised my family. School is my business, and supporting our public schools is everyone's business. We are always grateful when you pay your taxes, you choose to donate to PUSD and keep your tax dollars local. Your donations of up to $200 as an individual and $400 as a couple will fund all our extracurricular activities. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and continue to invest in the future of Prescott. PUSD, where every child, every day matters.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Hi everyone, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040, Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Monday the 2nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. As concerns about coronavirus grow, it will likely have a political impact.
President Trump's handling of coronavirus could determine his fate in the 2020 election.
How he's perceived to be handling it go a long way, and it's particularly what moderate and independent voters think of him come November.
Arizona political analyst Jim Heath feels the president needs to show he is taking this seriously.
If, for instance, he downplays it and it turns out to be a bigger factor, he's going to look out of touch.
If coronavirus continues to take a toll on Wall Street or has a serious financial impact, that will damage President Trump's standing on the economy. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
When it comes to women running for office, Kate Black has written the book Represent. You'll hear our discussion about that book at 2 o'clock today on Q&A. Scattered showers, breezy today with a high of only 48 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Clearing tonight to a partly cloudy low near 30, then sunny and much warmer. Highs around 61 tomorrow and Wednesday, 66 Thursday and Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly sunny and breezy. A high today near 58, with isolated showers ending this evening, and an overnight low near 38. Warming quickly to sunny highs, around 71 the next 2 days, 75 Thursday and Friday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Have you noticed the air is cleaner in northern Arizona? Let me tell you about Patriot Disposal's fleet of alternative fuel trucks. Patriot Disposal's research and development team has built and operates northern Arizona's only compressed natural gas fuel station and fleet of CNG trucks. These trucks do not use any diesel. Zero diesel. That reduces air and noise pollution. Call the only trash hauling service to bring this clean, quiet, and friendly technology to your neighborhood. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. There's a new book out called Man Fast by Natasha Scripture. And yes, the title is exactly what you think, because despite the pressures from her wonderful but overbearing Indian mother to find a man and settle down, Natasha Scripture was not ready to get married. Recognizing her privileged upbringing, she wanted to connect with people and the world in a whole new way. So, fed up with her demanding career and the pressure to settle down and find a man, Natasha decided to go on a man fast. So I have to ask you, Natasha, in your new book, Man Fast, describe your spiritual journey across four continents.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I like to call the Man Fast a self-expansion project. It took place over a period of 9 months. I also call it a spiritual detox from dating. And during that time period, I set up a few adventures slash experiments, things that would help me reconnect with myself. I felt that I lost myself in the search for the so-called one, and I wanted to reconnect with myself on a deeper level and also try to live with a deeper awareness in general. I wanted to really find out what that mindfulness thing was about. So I like to call the journey an inner endeavor, a period of self-inquiry, a period of reflection where I was clearing away any negativity that I was feeling, because by the time I left New York City, which was what inspired the Man Fast after dating there for a year and just having all these crazy experiences, I really wanted to kind of detox from that. So I kick it off in India, where I live at an ashram in southern India in a place called Kerala, where I was studying Ayurveda, which is a 5,000-year-old system of health and well-being, and I subjected my body to various cleanses in an effort to recalibrate myself and get more balanced. One of the other things I end up doing in the book is I work on a farm. I always wanted to get my hands dirty. I felt like really disconnected from nature when I was living in New York City. And so I work on a vineyard, actually, at Mount Etna. It was just incredible. Another thing I do in the book is I go to Tanzania and I go on a solo safari, and at the end I marry myself in Zanzibar. So that's just to give you a little bit of a taster.
Now, you work for the United Nations in New York. How much did that prepare you for seeing different levels of success and poverty around the world?
Yeah, I mean, that work was really eye-opening for me. You know, obviously I was exposed to people who had lived on the margins of society, the poorest of the poor, people who'd been made homeless by natural disasters, by war, by so much. And these people actually were a real inspiration. I cannot even put into words the kind of resilience that I witnessed while I was in these catastrophes and also just people's kindness and humanity, and just there's so many survivors out there. So, you know, when I talk about grief in my book, because there's a lot of that in my book because I lost my father and all this stuff, I feel like that work with the UN prepared me for the grieving journey that I ended up going on.
Now, your chapters in your book, Man Fast, are tied to themes like allowing, surrendering, committing, connecting, and being. Describe those for us.
Yeah, sure. I mean, in a nutshell, like allowing was sort of me allowing myself to feel the grief that I felt. So this is the very beginning when I had lost my father and decided I wanted to take a break from pretty much everything and I leave New York. So I was allowing myself to feel the feelings that I was feeling, which sounds pretty basic, but, you know, when you're an aid worker for so long, you learn to become a little bit desensitized. Surrendering was a lot of that was in India, and I really wanted to learn how to surrender not only to my emotions, but to the fact that we don't have control over a lot in our lives, right? I had expected to be a certain place when I was in my 30s, late 30s, married with kids, and I wasn't. And I was like surrendering to the fact that my life path was different from what society expected it to be. Transcending, I spent time in, like I said, in Italy. I was working on a vineyard in Mount Etna. And a lot of that was like reconnecting with nature. That was a huge theme in the book, but in that chapter specifically. And I find there, you know, in terms of spiritual experiences, I mean, when you're in nature, you're surrounded by that kind of beauty. Nothing can compare. Nothing can help you to go deeper. So that's why I called it transcending. Connecting, a lot of that was spent in Tanzania. I mean, I was there actually in a photo assignment for the UN, but I also ended up going on a safari. And one of the big takeaways from that experience, which was so kind of eye-opening, was that we're all connected to each other, this ecosystem, animals, the planet, the environment. And I really write about that in a way that I hope is compelling. And then the final chapter is being, and I spend a lot of time practicing meditation, and I end up going on a fast for Ramadan, and I end up learning to play the sitar. I start taking sitar lessons in an effort to sort of be more still in my life.
Now, one of the great things about your book is you list a few of the humorous disqualifications you use for the men you went on dates with, and you discuss whether or not there's a happy medium between settling for someone and overlooking potential red flags.
Absolutely. I mean, that list could have been, I could have gone on and on. people do enjoy the list. I mean, you know, going out with a guy who snorts coke between courses or who wears a tooth around his neck or, you know, says he wants a Range Rover full of children. You know, those were like one-time dates. But it's true that I probably had a list of qualifications that was unwieldy. And in the end, I just, you know, think it's just important to have someone who's kind. It really is simpler than we make it out to be.
And tell me about the influence of your mother's Indian culture on you.
Yeah, I mean, that goes pretty deep because, you know, I grew up going to India, and then I grew up watching Bollywood and Hollywood movies. It is pretty deep, but she also is very unconventional in the sense that she married my dad, who was American, so that was, you know, kind of different, right? And her parents wanted her to marry someone who was Indian, so she kind of broke the mold there, but she, you know, she wanted me to meet someone and have a companion. Now that I'm becoming a mom, I'm like, I do understand that myself, like you want your child to see, you have somebody who looks out for them, right? So it's only natural. But you know, there is a fixation on marriage in India and in other cultures, but I mean, I think that, you know, a woman is considered often maybe not a second class citizen, but, you know, incomplete if she's not married.
Sure.
Like, you know, you got to marry her off, right? So but she's mellowed out and now I'm engaged, so it doesn't matter.
Good for you. Congratulations. You know, in going over your book, I'm reminded of the old newspaper columnist Ann Landers, who used to get letters from people saying, why can't I find Mr. Wright? Why won't he bring me flowers? And Ann Landers said, rather than wait from flowers from Mr. Wright, plant and cultivate your own garden.
Absolutely. I mean, that's lesson numero uno, self-love, right?
Mm-hmm.
You be the person that you're looking for, right? At the end of the book, I have this real realization, and it sounds kind of cliche here, but it's like, I am the one I've been waiting for. Like, I keep looking for someone outside myself to make me happy, but it's like, no, it's me. It's so basic, but you kind of have to really think and feel it through to really embody that. But it's important. It's great advice.
And I know our listeners want to learn more about you and get a copy of Man Fast. How can they do that?
Absolutely. Well, Man Fast is now available on Amazon, so they can buy a copy there. If they want to find out more about me, they can go to my website, which is www.natashascripture.com. I'm also on Instagram at @natashascripture and on Twitter at @natscript.
And we thank you for joining us on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're planning on some entertainment options for this weekend in the area, don't forget coming up this Friday at the Prescott Elks Theater, it's going to be Corey Sachs in her Reba show. She not only sounds just like Reba, she even looks like her. It's kind of scary. That's Corey Sachs in Reba Friday at the Elks. And then coming up next weekend, Saturday the 14th, the roller skating sensation, the Roller Boys, with their Uptown Funk show that'll also be at the Prescott Elks Theater coming up this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. It's the New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players in the Mikado with pageantry, comedy, adventure, and song. The touring company that delighted local audiences with the Pirates of Penzance returns with Gilbert and Sullivan's classic light opera of Forbidden Romance set in medieval Japan. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed at 4 by Talk of a Town Prescott. Join me back here tomorrow with Mike Doreen for Elder Care, talking about Elder Care. And then Mike is also Debbie Stewart's guest speaker for the Senior Connection this week. And also tomorrow, conservative pundit Michael Petrilli, who's written a new book, How to Educate an American. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.